Welcome to the Eddie Hyatt Podcast. I am your host and teacher, Eddie Hyatt, and we're continuing to talk about gifts of the Holy Spirit, especially in the context of 2 Timothy chapter 1, verses 6 and 7, where Paul exhorted his young protege, Timothy, instructed him that he needed to fan into flame the gift of God that is in you. You see, it is possible for us, because our walk with God and the operation of God's spiritual gifts is a cooperation between us and the Holy Spirit. And so if we are not sensitive to the Holy Spirit, if we do not nurture and develop a sensitivity to the Holy Spirit, then we will tend to ignore those gentle promptings of the Holy Spirit, and the gifts of God that He has placed in us will lie dormant. Because you see, very often, God works His Spirit works and nudges us in very gentle ways. I'm reminded of, in the Old Testament, of Elijah. And Elijah had just had, in this story I'm going to tell you about, Elijah had just had a very dramatic, sensational experience, encounter with God. It's when he challenged the 400 prophets of Baal on Mount Carmel. Ahab, King Ahab, was there. It was a national event. And God vindicated and showed himself, vindicated Elijah, showed himself to Israel. In answer to Elijah's prayer, fire came down from heaven, burned up the sacrifice, burned up the water that he had poured over the sacrifice, and the multitude there fell on their faces crying out, "The Lord, He is God, the Lord, He is God." Now, after this, when Queen Jezebel heard about what had happened, she sent a message to Elijah that she was going to execute him. She was going to have his head. And so a panic, a spirit of fear hit Elijah. Isn't that interesting that in the midst of such powerful, dramatic manifestations of God, of being used so powerfully of God, that somebody could fall into a spirit of fear and a panic? Well, isn't it interesting, this passage that we're looking at, where Paul says to Timothy, he cautions Timothy about yielding to a spirit of fear. I'm going to read it again to you. 2 Timothy chapter 1, verses 6 and 7. "Therefore I remind you to stir up," literally fan into flame, "the gift of God which is in you through the laying of my hands. For God has not given us a spirit of fear." Now, as I mentioned earlier, remember, Paul did not write in chapter and verse divisions. This was a letter. Chapter and verse divisions did not come along until the 13th century. And they are very helpful when it comes to identifying and finding particular passages and sections of Scripture. But there's a downside also to chapters and verses, because we tend to take things out of context. We tend to pull out verses and quote it out of context with the verses around them. And it makes it easy to lose the sense of flow in which the writer is writing. So we need to read verses 6 and 7 right together, because that's how Paul wrote it. "Therefore, I remind you to fan into flame the gift of God that is in you through the laying on of my hands. For," or "because," here's why you should do this, Timothy, "God has not given us a spirit of fear." And that word is not the normal word for fear. The normal word for fear in Greek is phobo, from which we get phobia. But this is a different word. And some of the different translations translate it as cowardice. God has not given us a spirit of cowardice. Yeah, God does not want his children to be cowards. He's called us to be bold in the faith. "For God has not given us a spirit of fear, cowardice, but of a power," dunamis it is, "and of love and of a sound mind." Now, the spirit of fear hit Elijah and he began to run for his life. And finally, he came to a place and God spoke to him to go to a certain mountain. And he went there, and there were some great outward manifestations that took place. There was a great earthquake, and so that the Bible says that the rocks were rent there. I guess there were like giant boulders that were shaken out like a landslide and falling down the mountain, and it was incredible. But then it says, but God was not in the earthquake. And then there was a great windstorm. And the way scripture describes it, it sounds like something like a tornado coming through that just did all this devastation. But it says God was not in the whirlwind. And then there was a fire. And the way it's described, you know, it sounds almost like a volcanic eruption. It was a dramatic, sensational thing that was happening. But it says God was not in the fire. And then Elijah wrapped a mantle around himself. I believe it says around his face. And he went in to a cave. And there in the quietness and the solitude of the cave, the Bible says there was a still, small voice. And in the Hebrew, that word still means tiny. A tiny, quiet voice. You see, if we do not develop and nurture a sensitivity to the Spirit of God, we will miss those tiny, quiet nudges of His Holy Spirit. And many times God speaks in that way. He doesn't always speak. In fact, I would say that most of the time He does not speak in dramatic, sensational ways. Yes, He can speak that way, but most of the time He guides us with that tiny, quiet nudge, that tiny, quiet voice. Yes, we must learn to be sensitive to that tiny, quiet voice of the Holy Spirit. And when we respond, when we recognize that tiny, quiet voice, amazing things will happen. So let me encourage you today. Yeah, go ahead. Give attention. Develop a sensitivity. Nurture a sensitivity to the Spirit of the Lord. Respond to those gentle promptings of the Holy Spirit. You say, well, what if I miss it? What if it's just my own thinking? Well, if you are really sincere, and if you're humble and sincere and wanting to learn from God, God will guide you. God will teach you, even if you miss it. Hey, God will pick you up, and He'll say, hey, let's try that again. Because with those who are sincere following after Him, God is like He's like a parent. He's like a good teacher. He will nurture you along. He will teach you. He will mentor you. And He will show you how to walk in His ways so that you will see His glory and His power. I'm Eddie Hyatt. This is the Eddie Hyatt Podcast. Check out my website, eddiehyatt.com. You will find a lot of resources there that will be helpful to you. There is also on the left side of the page, there is a, down at the bottom, there's a link to my blog. There's a link to a YouTube channel. There's a bookstore. Some very powerful books there that will help you in your walk with the Lord. And I look forward to seeing you again tomorrow. God bless.